Welcome back to the Cape Dish Podcast, honey. It's been a morning, and it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. I am not one of them podcaster girls. I am not one of the girls. I am not one of the girls. I do not belong. I am a true writer. I get up at noon and do my work, take a nap. I am one of those girlies. But nevertheless, welcome back to the Cape Dish Podcast. It's been a lot, girl. It's been a lot going on. And since there's been so much going on, I'm not going to talk about that of it. Instead, it is story time. We have not had a good old-fashioned story time in a long-ass time, girl. And I think it's overdue. I think it's overdue. It's just been a minute. And I've been wanting to tell my first time in New Orleans story for a while. It was definitely a girl's trip. And it was the quintessential girl's trip. This was the girl's trip that they warn you about. It's that girl's trip that they say, you know, it's you're going to have one of them before you die when you're dealing with a group of women. And it was just that. It was everything. It was arguments. It was not talking. It was people going their own ways, on their own thing. Like, it was just one of them. And we drove from Florida to New Orleans. And that was like 12 hours in itself. So 12 hours with these moody ass women. It was just, never again. I have never driven to New Orleans since. To be quite honest, I ain't drove to Atlanta that many more times since this debacle. It was just too much. So this had to be like, did I say welcome back to the Cape Dish Podcast? I don't know. Welcome back to the Cape Dish Podcast, girl. I know y'all ain't seen me since September, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. So first girl's trip to Atlanta. Oh, let's talk about it. This had to be, I was living in the O, so this had to be like, I'm 31. I can't believe I'm 31. I had to be like 22, 23, living in the O. My cousin was like, do you want to go to New Orleans for my birthday? I'm like, of course I'm going to go to New Orleans for your birthday. I've never been to New Orleans for nobody's birthday, for nothing. I want to go to New Orleans. I'm a big Magnolia Shorty fan, monkey on a dick, the whole works. Yes, I want to go to New Orleans. So I went to New Orleans, got my little trip, found out we was driving. I was cool with it because I'm just excited to go. If you tell me we're going to the moon, I'm going to say what time, but I need to be ready. I'm just that person. I just want to go. So if you say we're going, I'm going to go. So yes, I'm going. So boom. Pay my little money for the rental, the room, whatever. Okay, bet. So, first time getting to New Orleans, I don't know nothing about New Orleans. Is it New Orleans or New Orleans? I don't know nothing about the city. I don't know nothing about nothing. I just know about the culture. I just know about the music. And everybody said the food was good. Cool. So, I'm just excited to go. So, boom, we leave. This was a long time ago because you know what had just came out? Self-titled. That's how long, and the reason I remember Self-Title had just came out, because we was listening to Flawless, Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. I remember we listened to that like a whole bunch of times, because we was like, Nicki just went crazy. So I remember we listened to that. So whatever year that was, is when we went to New Orleans. Damn, what year was that? What my phone? That shit sound like a long time ago. Because I thought I was kind of younger when Self-Title came out. 2013. Shit was 10 years ago. So I was 21. Oh, I was a little young with a snapper in New Orleans. But you probably couldn't tell me nothing. It was my first little New Orleans trip at 21. Oh, I know the girls couldn't take me. I know the girls couldn't take me. But anyway, I didn't know that was 10 years ago. That's crazy. I'm going to dig in my Facebook because I refuse to believe that was 10 years ago. Bitch, We are old. Like, oh my God, I am 31. Like, I have lived. Okay. Let me keep old before I have a nervous breakdown on this camera. So anyway. Whew. Go to New Orleans. We listening to Flawless Remix the whole way up there. So it's cool. It's cool. I gotta get a girl's nicknames. Ooh. Gotta get a girl's nicknames. Okay. It's me. Lace. Fuck it. Lace. Then we're gonna call one.
4 hours later.
BB. It's used to look. BB. I'll call it BB. The fourth one. Good girl. Fuck it. I don't know. So, me, BB, Lace. It was Lace's birthday and good girl. Okay, so it was for Lace's birthday. That's the whole reason we was going up there. Okay, so bad. So we get the, again, I don't know New Orleans at all. I don't know the size of the city. Now I do. Now, you know, it's this one hotel, Canal something. I don't know. It's pretty. It's like on the water. It's gorgeous. That's the hotel that I would prefer to stay at. I think I stayed there twice now. Yeah, that's my hotel. I'm a whore for a good hotel. So we get there and it wasn't the best hotel. I don't know who was in charge of the hotel duties. And this was like before Airbnb was like a real popping thing. So it was hotels. I don't know who was in charge of the hotel. I don't know who picked this hotel. But it was not in the city of New Orleans. It was, and I don't think Lace picked it. I don't know who picked it. To be honest, I really don't know who picked it. But it was not in the city of New Orleans. And they had been to New Orleans before. I had not. So, I don't know. I just know it went in the city. I knew we was very much, like, on the outskirts. We was kind of far away from, like, Bourbon Street. But we had a car. So, it wasn't that bad. And this also was, like, Uber wasn't really, like, all the way like that either. So, yeah. We had us a rental, but I don't know what this hotel was about. It wasn't bad. It was clean as a little button. Like, it wasn't horrible, but it was like, it just wasn't the best. I don't think it was the best hotel none of us had ever stayed at on a trip. But it's fine. Like, ultimately, the liquor came very early. We forgot about it. So we get to the hotel and then, you know, everybody kind of looked like, who did it and why. But no pressure. So one thing about a good girl, she's just like real positive energy. Like, she just like real like, okay, y'all, whatever. We just finna do our big one. Cool. But BB was like, like, BB was mad. Like, BB was not feeling this shit. She was not feeling the whole, you know, the hotel and the way it looked or whatever, which, you know, understandable. Lace was not, you know, she wasn't super happy either, but it was her birthday, so she was just kind of, I think she was just really going with the flow. Same with me, I'm going with the flow. I'm happy, like, I'm just happy to be here type vibe. So cool, get there, check in. First thing we wanted to do was, like, go to Popeye's. New Orleans Popeye's supposed to be, like, the best Popeye's ever, and it was good. It was fresher. It was way fresher. Like, it was fresher than any Popeye's and just better seasoned than any Popeye's I've ever had in my life around here. Because y'all don't even eat at Popeye's to hear them all. It's wanting. So, you know, Popeye's was great or whatever. Then we ended up at some mall. And when we ended up at the mall, like, we in traffic. And by this time, we had put our stuff down and, like, we outside. So we ended up at some mall, girl, I can't tell you what, but we in traffic and I'm like, it's bounce music and I'm like, okay, I'm here. Like, I'm here now. We good now. Go to the mall. It was cool. Wasn't really nothing. We just kind of was like outside until later. We went to this cute little restaurant. I have pictures somewhere. I'm going to dig real deep in the Facebook trenches and pull these pictures out. But yeah, went, you know, got some food. It was already kind of, from the time we got to New Orleans, how do you pronounce it? It was already kind of tense between Lace and BB. And to this day, I still don't know what the vibes was. I still don't know what the problem was. not where the problem was, but I feel like first night was cool. Like, first night, everybody was vibing. We went out to dinner. Dinner was straight. Then we went to, if my memory serves me right, I think we was just kind of like on Bourbon Street chilling. Shit didn't really hit fair until like, oh, I feel like night two. Oh my God, I don't want to get it out of order. Okay. Okay. So, night two. Okay. I hope I don't get this out of order. Night two, I think, was the bad night. Because we took a tour. Okay, I know we took a tour to LSU. Lace had a friend that worked there. So, we went to Baton Rouge. Go to LSU. That was fun. Took a tour around the school. Niggas was fine. That was cool. Ate. More eating. Was this the time where it shit hit the fan? I don't know, but for the sake of story time, it's gonna be, because I can't remember the order of events. But anyway, the club. Let's just skip all this other going out to eat shit, the club. This is where it hits the fan, okay? Lace and Good Girl, me, BB, we all in a club, we all looking good. Everybody had on black that night. I think everybody had on all black that night. I don't know what that was about, but I know everybody had on all black that night. I don't know why we had on all black that night. Maybe it was coordinated. I can't remember. But anyway, we go to the club. The plan was, this was the plan. This was always the plan. We finna go to club number one. We're gonna leave that club and we're gonna go to this other club. That was always the plan. That was just always the plan. But as we all know, I'm not really even a planner. So if the plan does not go like all the way as it's supposed to be, I'm not like jumping off the balcony about it. Like, okay, new plan type vibes. I'm cool with that. We in a club, Good Girl and Lace, they having them a time. I'm not really like drinking like that because I knew the vibes that I eventually was gonna have to drive. So I'm not really drinking like that. Okay, so boom. Me in the club, Good Girl and Lace, they having them a time. They dancing, da-da-da-da-da. I'm in the bathroom with BB, and I'm taking 100 pictures, and I'm just looking. I'm looking how I'm looking. But I am enjoying the club. Like, I would have been satisfied just at that club. Like, it wasn't really no big deal to me. Because, oh, and I want to say this. I was the youngest in the group. All these girls is my big homies. So, if I was 21... that would have made them, like, wait. Because I think we are each, like, 5-6 years apart. So, they would have been, like, 25, 26. No. Damn, P, you can't count. 26, 27. Or whatever. So, I'm the youngest in the group. None of this makes me know, never mind. I'm vibing with club number one. I'm cool with club number one. I really don't. I'm impartial. We could go either way. BB went up to Good Girl and Lace. It was like, it's time to go to club number two. But they didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave. I didn't care. So I'm like, it ain't really no pressure. We could stay. Like, we could just stay at this club. It's not no biggie. So Good Girl and Lace and Good Girl, they was like in the middle, they was like dancing when she approached them with this information that it was time to leave. I don't know how she said it, but in my mind, I imagined like it wasn't a choice. It was more like a we finna go. Get y'all shit, let's go type of vibe. So I think that's where the miscommunication started. And ended. That's just where it hit the fan. Because, mind you, I'm not in the bathroom. I am in the mirror taking pictures. Because I look good. And I still had that dress. And I still wear it. I squeeze in it. Because I was much skinnier then. But I still got it. I still be wearing that damn dress sometimes. So, I look good. So, I just remember BB coming back in the bathroom and be like, they don't want to leave. And when I told them to leave, they waved me off. And I was like, it just sounded real dramatic. It just sounded so dramatic. It sounded like it wasn't that serious. But I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. And I was like, baby, what? So, okay. I'm like, okay, we just gonna vibe. Like, because it's really not this deep. It's really not this deep. So me and BB posted up on the wall. I don't even know what Good Girl and Lace is at in the club at this time. I just know they're like somewhere on a dance floor, they dancing. So I finally come back out the bathroom from my photo shoot. And me and BB posted up on the wall. So BB mad. She mad. You know, bitches be mad. They just start mean mugging everybody. Like, it was the drama. This is what they talk about when they talk about women in girls trips. Like, this was my experience with the drama. So she mean mugging. Just mean mugging on the wall type shit. So I am nursing a drink, but I'm not nearly as like on one as everybody else. BB was drunk. Good Girl was drunk, Lace was drunk, everybody was, I'm nursing my little sex on the beach or whatever. Okay, cool. So, at some point, Good Girl and Lace come kind of where we was at, and it was like, words was exchanged between BB, Lace, Good Girl. I can't really remember what was said in the moment, so I don't want them to see this and be like, bitch, that ain't what happened, that ain't how it went. I really can't remember because it's been 10 years ago. That's crazy. But long story short, we all left. Like, Lace wasn't happy. I think Good Girl was kind of like me. She was kind of like, okay, whatever. But it was kind of like, why are we leaving? Type shit. That's the thing. That's, like I said, that's where the disconnect came, because I don't really think BB gave them, like, a choice. Like, do y'all still want to go to the other club, or are y'all good here? I think it was kind of like, because she was kind of like demanding a little bit. Anyway, so we all end up outside. Long story short, we all end up out the door. And we end up in a car. I end up driving. So, Lace the Good Girl in the back. BB is in the front passenger, and all I know is I'm driving, and they was already exchanging words on some why we had to leave, like, ain't nobody want to leave, when nobody ready to leave type shit. So they was already exchanging, like, words about that, and before I know it, BB done turned her tail, her ass, behind her, and her and fucking Lace is like going, and I really thought they was finna fight. They was cussing each other out so bad. Like, when I tell you, they was cussing each other. I was crying, like, literally, like, real tears. It was liquor. Liquor was, it was the liquor, bitch. I was crying. These hoes is arguing with each other. Good Girl is like, y'all, like, Good Girl is, she's so sweet. She kind of like me. She like, y'all stop, y'all chill, da da da. I mean, they was cussing each other out, like, doing all of this, all because we left the club and it was just a misunderstanding. That set the tone for the whole rest of the trip. They did not talk the remainder of the trip. The bitches did not talk. I was excommunicated during the trip, I guess, because I just didn't have an opinion on, I didn't have an opinion on none of these. I was just like, I didn't think it was that serious. They did not talk the whole rest of the trip. So the following day, I was already irritated because I woke up. You know how sometimes you go out of town, your car get locked. Child, I was irritated by that. I'm telling you, this was just not a good girl's trip. Shit was just going wrong. My car was locked. I'm arguing with the people at Wells Fargo. Like, we're talking about a town. Unasked my car. And then somebody called me. I called my little boyfriend at the time. His ass is in jail. I called his phone. His brother answered the phone. This nigga went to jail. I'm ultra irritated. I'm like, child, take me back to Florida. This is just too much. So, literally, Literally. The rest of the day, the rest of the trip, they did not talk. Oh, but I skipped over this. So we got back to the room. The arguing kind of like subsided, whatever that word is. Everybody kind of went to sleep. I stole the rental car and I went, like, it was daytime. I waited till like 8 o'clock in the morning. Me being morbid Mary over here, I steals the rental car and goes to fucking the cemetery. I was so intrigued at the time with New Orleans cemeteries. I thought they cemeteries was just the coolest shit I've ever imagined. So me being me, that's what I was just dying to see in New Orleans. So I go to find my way to the damn cemetery. Then I drove my way back home. And that was all she wrote. And I got back home before anybody could see. I didn't wreck the car. I didn't hit nobody else. Thank the Lord. Get back. So that's when my car was fucking up and my nigga went to jail and whoop. So the rest of the time in New Orleans, the whole day, it was just divided. Lace and Good Girl was kind of, you know, when it did their own thing. At one point, Lace went and did her own thing completely. She just kind of was like off vibing. Me and BB was just walking the streets of Bourbon Street. We had ended up on Bourbon Street and we was just kind of there. So at one point, BB was like, should I get her like a birthday sesh and like a bottle to try to make amends? And I'm like, girl, it ain't nothing you could do. That girl is pissed with you. Put that shit down. I remember in the store clerk like looked at me. I'm like, BB, if you don't put that shit down, like, it's nothing you could do. I've been knowing Lace my entire life since I came out the womb. It's nothing you can do. It's nothing you can do for her. It's nothing you can do for her. And ain't nothing I can do for you, girl. You could kiss ass to ass is blue. It's nothing you can do for her. A damn crown, a sachet, and a bottle. Girl, she still ain't gonna talk to your ass. And long story short, we ended up at a restaurant. Lace didn't say nothing this whole... When I say Lace did not utter a word this entire lunch. To nobody. Not to me, not to Good Girl, not to BB. Nobody. She ate her food and she was so damn quiet. And I'm like, this bitch, BB and Lace, something else must happen between BB and Lace, because them, when I tell you, it was the most awkward shit in the world. Lace was just quiet as church mouse. She was just sitting there. She was eating her food and she was just chilling. Like, she just did not want to be bothered. Lace one of the type of people, when she mad, she irritates. When she got an attitude, she don't want to be bothered. It's nothing you can do. That's all I was trying to tell BB. You could buy every sash, crown, and bottle in here. It's nothing you can do. She gonna drink that shit. She gonna drink your shit and still not talk to you. It's nothing you can do, bitch. She wanted to be back in the good graces of Lace so bad. And girl, Lace was just not here for her ass. Because Lace is like that. Lace is petty, man. Lace been petty since she was a little girl. Like, she is just, if you piss her off, that's it. It's no coming back from that. So she was just quiet as a church mouse. We left there. Was that when we rode the bulls? We might have rode the bulls even like before that. I can't remember. Like I said, my sequence of events is crazy. But I remember this. I remember that club and everything after was horrible. So, long story short, left New Orleans. Because this was the trip. Club, eat, fell out, nobody's talking. Like, Lace and BB not talking. Me and Good Girl, I'm trying to talk to BB. Good Girl trying to talk to Lace. And I'm also trying to talk to Lace. And Lace is just not feeling none of this shit. She was cordial on the ride back home. And that was 10 years ago. And Lace and BB have not talked since. Lace and BB have not talked since. And like 7 years ago or 6 or 7 years ago, we seen one another at a funeral. I was at the funeral with Lace. Cause one thing about it, Lace gonna talk to me, ho. You ain't got no choice. Like, Lace one of the people, you could sit up and you could be mad and you could poke your mouth. And I don't really care about Lace attitude. I never have. Like, ho, you are going to talk to me. You don't have a choice. We connected indefinitely. The fuck? So yeah. me and Lace was at this funeral and we seen BB because by this time, me and BB had stopped talking. That's another story. I might give y'all another story time. I think I will. But yeah, we had to stop talking at this point. And yeah, we all seen each other at this funeral. I spoke to BB. Lace did not. They have not spoken words to one another for 10 years because of this Northeast trip. All because of that club. All of this happened because of the, like, and you don't understand, they were like this. They went to college together and everything. Like, they were like this, like, all because of the club. One night in the club, and them hoes never spoke again, and it's been 10 years, and I don't think they ever gonna speak. They might speak at my funeral type shit. Like, if I die before both of them die, they'll talk at my funeral, but... yeah, that's it. So I just want to give y'all this quick story time and let this be a lesson of how a club night can literally ruin a lifelong association, a lifelong connection with somebody. But I think I'm going to give y'all another story time in a whole nother video about how me and BB fell out. That's a good one. Okay, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to see y'all girls in the next one. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment your horrible club nights that have literally ended in friendships and family ships ending for life, girl. And I'm going to talk to y'all in the next video.